This is the Doherty Report. Here's Elizabeth Doherty.
Right now we're talking with Brandi Vaughn. She's a former sales rep for the pharmaceutical company Merck, a vaccine maker. And she details how vaccine companies are using vaccines as a vehicle for massive profit and not for public health. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Elizabeth, for having me on.
What was your experience working for Merck, and what was the turning point for you?
When I was working for Merck back in 2001 to 2003, I was repping Vioxx, which most people have probably heard about by now. It was eventually pulled from the market, and it was shown to have twice the risk of heart attack and stroke. So one of the things that experience taught me was that just because something's on the market doesn't mean it's safe.
And what was that for?
It was prescribed for arthritis. It was an arthritis drug, a pain reliever, a very powerful pain reliever.
Gotcha.
And it was since pulled from the market, and Merck has paid out over $6 billion in fines, including $1 billion in fraud to the U.S. government for manipulating the safety data and covering up the fact that clearly Vioxx killed people versus the placebo. So that was a really eye-opening experience for me. And then after having my son, being, naturally untrustworthy of kind of the healthcare system in the U.S., I did a lot of research into vaccines and chose to not vaccinate my son. I had him over in Europe, where things are done very, very differently, and that's actually commonplace over there. Come back to the U.S. and just the harassment and the fear-mongering, and then culminating into the new mandatory vaccination bill that law that we have in California now, SB 277. I just felt like this is time. We have to get the truth out there about what's really pushing this mandatory vaccination force that's going through the U.S. right now with all of the bills, and really kind of expose what's going on behind the scenes in terms of why they're trying to push mandatory vaccination. And it is definitely not for public health, as much as they would love to lead you to believe that. But there is actually a lot of profit made in vaccines, coupled with the fact that there's a very substandard level of safety studies required for vaccines versus even normal pharmaceutical drugs, and the fact that vaccine makers have complete federal liability protection, which is the only product in the U.S., which you can't sue for the after effects of vaccines. So coupled with that, we have quite a huge profit growth in the vaccine market for pharmaceutical companies. And there are so many things that people don't know about that are going on behind the scenes. So I'm trying to get the truth out there and really open people's eyes to what's going on behind that. One of the things that I learned when I was in Europe was how there aren't really mandatory vaccinations in most EU countries. And in the ones that they do have, there's only three. Like in France, it's only three mandatory vaccinations before school. And here in the U.S., the CDC is recommending, come February 2016, 53 vaccine doses before school, age 5.
53?
Yes. It's totally unheard of in any other developed country. It's 2 to 3 times the schedule of other countries. And the effect of that is that we have some of the sickest children in the developed world. We have the highest rates of sudden infant death, asthma, ADHD, food allergies that aren't even heard of in Europe and other countries that do things differently are now commonplace in America, and it's the new normal. And I want people to understand that this is only the new normal in the U.S. because of this really intense vaccine schedule that we have children on. And we really need to take a step back and figure out what's going on here in this push for profit off of, and sacrificing our children's health.
What do you think the injury rate is for children getting, for instance, like the MMR?
Well, there's a database, the VAERS database, which is a vaccine adverse event database, and it tracks the reports that are compiled there, but hardly anybody knows about it in the U.S. And even if your child has seizures, which is very commonplace after the MMR, that is not normal. That's a sign of brain damage.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Brandi Vaughn. She's a former sales rep for the pharmaceutical company Merck, a vaccine maker. Since you've started speaking out against the California mandatory vaccination law, have you received threats and retaliation as a result of that?
Yes. I received a lot of intimidation messages, and one of that was my house was broken into. My alarm system that I had only had installed a month before was wirelessly disarmed. They would go into my garage and leave, as I call, presents for me on my front doorstep But when you talk about it, it makes you sound crazy, which is what they want to try and do. But, yeah, there were a lot of intimidation messages. I made a video to document it because I don't want them to be able to get away with this.
You started a website called thecouncilforvaccinesafety.org. You're the founder of that, and you have all sorts of information on there about this topic, right?
Yes, I'm beefing up my website as we speak, but there is a lot of information out there, and there are a lot of YouTube videos, speeches, and just links to information, especially on my Facebook page as well, Council for Vaccine Safety. And yes, I hope to get this information out so people start really taking a deeper look at what's going on before these mandatory vaccination bills start to hit the rest of the country and in other states, and not just children. There's actually a national adult immunization program that's being federally funded, and that's 136 vaccine doses, all adults in America, not including the flu vaccine, the annual flu vaccine. So that's what they're recommending, and this is what they're trying to sell right now to health insurance companies as, you know, part of, well, if people want health insurance, here's what, you know, you should require them to get.
All of this is pretty scary, and we thank you so much for bringing some of this information to light. Brandi Vaughn, former sales rep for Merck, a pharmaceutical company and vaccine maker, we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Keep up with us during the week. Listen to show highlights and daily memos and more. Just follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Doherty Report.